hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up and loud as it'll go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the National Intel Report. Sitting in for John Stadtmiller, the ailing John Stadtmiller, I am the ailing Hisham Tilawi. Well, I don't know how you are hearing me, but I understand that we had a problem right before the show, so if we are okay, I guess just give me a signal that we are okay and people can hear us out there. And but anyhow, I'm assuming that you can hear us okay. Well, you are, in case if you are listening to me for the first time, I am Hisham Tilawi. I do host a show right here on RBN on Saturdays. Saturdays from 4 to 6. And also a host of a TV show called Current Issues TV. You can get that show on www.currentissues.tv. Now, let's see. Michael was talking about the Holocaust reparation that you are supposed to pay, but and he was very mad about it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't get mad anymore when I hear stuff like that. I accepted the fact that there are certain people who rule in this country, and I accepted their rulings. And except I am doing something about it. But I don't get mad anymore because I know what's out there. They are there. They are to take whatever they want to take from us, and there is nothing we can do about it. Well, we will be talking today about certain things. Let me give the phone number out first in case if you would like to weigh in. It is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We will be talking about, of course, Barack Obama. And we will be talking about Dennis Kucinich, who threw AIPAC out of his office. We'll tell you about that. And also, we will tell you about a letter that Eric Habschmidt sent to Frederick Tobin about Kevin Barrett. We will discuss all that and more, of course, when we come back from the break. We still have a couple of minutes probably before we go to the break, and I'm assuming that you are hearing me just fine. And let's see, we are. Okay, good. Now, I got a message that you are hearing me just fine. Very good. Now, I feel much, much better now because at first they told me that the sound was not that good, and that was of a concern to me. I don't want to be talking to myself here. It's hard enough to be talking to yourself in this little room with no one else around you, but when you know no one is listening, then you really have a lot of pressure on you. Well, looks like Barack Obama is really doing very good, and we will tell you why. But how long is he going to be doing that good? How long is this honeymoon is going to last? Until he becomes the nominee for the Democratic Party? Is this pre-designed?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm not your really host, but I'm your host for today, Hisham Tilawi, sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Okay, now in this segment we will have a little bit more time to actually discuss some issues. Let's talk about Obama. Of course, we talked about him Saturday, me and Mark Glynn, and we very much asked the question, is America ready to elect a black man? And for those people who like to say African Americans, which I do, I really do, but the fact remains that very few people are going to look at Obama and call him an African American. They will call him a black man. You know, when was the last time you have heard somebody referring to a black man as an African American, you know, to be politically correct? I'm being very frank with everybody out there. I'm not being a racist, but you can go out there into the streets and point out an African American to anyone in the streets, and they're going to tell you he's a black man. And that's exactly what Barack Obama is going to look like for many voters as a black man. The question is, why would Barack Obama be the favorite of the mainstream media and a favorite of those powers? You know, those powers, the powers that be? That is the question. As some of the people that I have talked to, they said, we are going to vote for Barack Obama because he is the guaranteed loser. Believe it or not, some people are voting for Barack Obama because he is the guaranteed loser. Now, I don't know how many people are doing that. Apparently, some people in the Democratic Party do not like Hillary Clinton because they probably think that Hillary Clinton might be able to beat McCain. But some people think they don't want Hillary, and they would rather have McCain because he's, after all, going to save us from the terrorists. And after all, he's going to let everybody in. You know, those people who want the so-called illegal, not so-called, they are the illegal aliens. Because they think, you know what, McCain has the best of both worlds. He wants the illegal aliens here, but he's a humanitarian, of course. He voted to kill 1 million Iraqis. That's how humane he is. But yet, they vote for Barack Obama because he is the guaranteed loser. Well, I guess everybody votes for reasons of their own. But that one was a new one to me. And some people, like the caller last week, he was an African-American caller who listened to us, I believe, in Austin, Texas. And he said that some African Americans will not vote for Barack Obama because he is an African American, and they don't think that an African American is good enough to be the President of the United States. Okay. So, I guess the next President of the United States will be McCain, unless somehow the people can elect Barack Obama. I don't know, but I can speculate that America is not ready to elect an African American yet. I don't know. I might be wrong, and I would love to be proven wrong because I don't want to see McCain in power. I really don't want to see any of these people in power. The man I want to see in power, he probably not going to be in power, but I would like him to empower a lot of people before he decides to go and do whatever he wants to go and do after this, which is Ron Paul. Now, you will start seeing, ladies and gentlemen, the attack on Barack Obama. It will intensify right after we know if he wins Texas and Ohio. Of course, he won, I believe it was Wisconsin and Hawaii, but the biggest two that Hillary Clinton, and it doesn't really matter, even if Hillary gets those two, it's still, if these so-called superdelegates go for Clinton, we're probably going to have a civil war on our hands, and that is probably a guaranteed that McCain will be the next president because a lot of the African-American people will stay home on election day. I never seen an election in the United States like this one. This one here, it's exciting to watch because it's just dynamic on all fronts. Well, just for those of you who would like to know more information, those kind of news junkies like me, Israel spends 17 times the money that Iran spends on their military budget. The little state of Israel spends 17 times of what Iran spends, and Israel is scared of Iran. Well, of course they're not, because they can destroy Iran and destroy this whole world 10 times over, but of course they want you to think that, so you can again have McCain in power and again have McCain send troops to Iran. Well, of course, we can't really send troops. We are stretched as it is, but we can bomb the heck out of them. It's not going to be to our advantage, but you know what? We had nothing to do in Iraq, and it was not our advantage either, but we went ahead and did it. Why? because it was good for Israel. It was good for these people who are making the billions and billions of money promoting these wars, advertising these wars, covering these wars, making weapons to fight these wars, and they are all the same people. It's the same company, the same corporation. To me, mainstream media in the United States is just the, call it the marketing department of the military-industrial complex, which they own, the same money on it. Now, some people are thinking that somehow, Israel is on a downturn because the United States is on a downturn. Because when the United States goes bankrupt, then Israel somehow is going to lose its support in the world. Well, these people are wrong. It doesn't matter if Israel, it does not matter if Israel wins or loses. And the thing is, no, not Israel. It doesn't matter if the United States loses or not. Israel will still there because those people who are supporting Israel financially, they can't shift from the United States when it's going down. And as a matter of fact, they are shifting already. But I can tell you that Israel will be there even when the United States goes down or goes south. Because let's be frank about this. Those who are sucking the life out of the United States, they will just turn into another area. And it's going to be a long time, by the way. We have a lot of resources. We have a lot of money, at least in theory. And right now, we are enjoying the money we are spending. I mean, look at it. We're going to be giving back to taxpayers $120 billion that we don't have. So those who control the United States know that, sure, they don't have, but they have a name that is still marketable. We can still, even though we don't have the resources, we can still borrow. There are people out there who will still loan the United States money. We have people who will lend us money, so we are going to get the money. But anyhow, which brings me to a letter that was sent by Eric Hufschmidt to Frederick Tobin. Now, I never ever got involved in this bickering about between these guys who somehow think that they are the torch carriers of the anti-war and the truth movement and the 9/11 truth and all this stuff. Some people out there are nuts. They are plain nuts. In this letter, Eric Hufschmidt, and I never ever criticized any of these people, but what the reason I'm bringing this up with this letter from Eric Hufschmidt to Frederick Tobin in Australia, because he's telling him that Kevin Barrett is a Jew because somehow he's protecting Israel. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up because people out there are accusing me of being a Zionist agent. They're accusing RBN of being a Zionist agency. They're accusing, you know, it doesn't, and some people are saying that I am a fake Palestinian. I don't know if these people, I don't know what they want us to do and say. What we are saying and what we are doing, we are telling the truth. Now, I'm not going to be a freaky or a freak like these people who just want to accuse the Jewish people of everything in the world, doesn't matter how reasonable it sounds. Every time you will hear me talk about Israel or the Jewish control, you will hear me naming names specifically and being specific about what I'm saying. Anyhow, the music is playing and I will be back. We also welcome your phone calls. We'll be right back.
We must take America back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Walking like a millionaire, smiling like a king. He leaned his shopping cart against the wall.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I am Hisham Tilawi, sitting in for John Stadmiller, who is under the weather. Ladies and gentlemen, the only reason I'm mentioning, like I said, I never ever talked about the bickering that goes on and the accusations. Even when people accuse me, what I'm talking about is people accusing some of us in this movement as being Zionist agents or Jews or fake, as John Kaminsky likes to call me, a fake Palestinian. Now, I'm looking at a letter that was sent by Eric Hufschmidt to Frederick Taubin of the Adelaide Institute in Australia, where he says about Kevin Barrett, who comes right after my show on RBN on Saturdays. He comes in at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. He's saying that, talking about Kevin Barrett, he's saying that people are always complaining to me that we should not accuse each other of being Zionist agents, but it doesn't make any difference if our speculations turn out to be incorrect. What kind of nonsense is that? What kind of nonsense is that? If your accusation turns out to be incorrect, then you are wrong. In the meantime, you have damaged the reputation of people who are trying to get the truth out. Then he goes on to say, people make accusations against me, but I don't complain. So what? That does not mean that you have the right to accuse other people without substantial evidence. He goes on to say, we have to expect people to be confused because all of us are sitting at a computer and trying to figure out what's going on by looking at information that is full of propaganda. Well, guess what, Eric Hufschmidt? If you are sitting behind a computer and confused, if you cannot decipher through what you are reading and you don't know what propaganda is from the truth, you do not need to be sitting behind that computer and promoting yourself as an expert in this. If you cannot analyze what you are reading and fit it in the puzzle, you should not be writing or speaking about this stuff. That's my message to you. Now, I don't want to give it a lot of weight, but this is enough because I am being accused. I'm a Palestinian. My people are dying today. Every day they are dying. My people's homes have been demolished by Israel, and they continue to be demolished by Israel. They are caging my people in their cities, collective prisons. Total cities are caged in, and people have the audacity to say that I am a fake Palestinian and I am a Zionist agent because I refuse to say the things they want me to say. Well, you know what? Maybe you need to look at yourself, and maybe, as I don't want to name any names here, but someone who used to talk about the Jews a lot on the air is no longer there because he turned out to be not what he promoted himself as. Not going to name any names because I don't want any phone calls to say, you know, who you're talking about. Well, a very supposedly famous radio personality turned out to be one of those people who are very much want other people to say things so they can go to jail, so they can go and arrest them. Well, guess what? We're going to stick to the truth even if we're going to go to jail. But we're not going to go and be your propaganda machines just because you are being pushed by whoever is pushing you. I am going to move over that, and let's talk about Dennis Kucinich. The guy threw out of his office AIPAC representatives who went to him and wanted him to very much stop the campaign, to drop his campaign to impeach Cheney and Bush. And they will guarantee him that he will be reelected to the House of Representatives next time around. So they went to Dennis Kucinich and told him, if you drop your campaign to impeach Cheney and Bush, we will guarantee you your reelection to the House of Representatives. Of course, they had also representatives of Nancy Pelosi with them. So representatives of Nancy Pelosi and representatives of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, known as AIPAC, went to Dennis Kucinich, wanted him to drop the campaign to impeach Cheney and Bush. In return, they will guarantee his re-election. That's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it works. That's how we put people in offices. We'll continue with this, and we welcome your phone calls, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the National Intel Report with John Stadmiller, except you're not hearing John Stadmiller. He does not talk funny like I do. But this is Hisham Tilawi. I'm filling in for John Stadmiller, who is under the weather. And I don't know if he's going to ask me to fill in for him after this show. I really didn't want to talk about that story with Eric Hapschmidt and Tobin, but it kind of hit home because I am being accused of being a Zionist agent. He's a fake Palestinian. But anyhow, I received some messages from people who wanted to know who I was talking about, the radio personality. I can't really tell you, but I will just tell you one thing, that he was one of the worst anti, I don't know what I want to call it, anti-Jewish, anti, I mean, if you want, you know, those people who love to hear somebody really, really going after the Jews, they will listen to him because he was the number one in the country. I mean, this guy was probably the most famous of all these talk show hosts who talk about Jewish issues. But as it turned out to be, well, overnight his show was, well, he sent a letter to his listeners saying, I'm sorry, I can't do it overnight, but that was because he turned out to be something to do with the FBI. Let me just leave it at that because I don't want to be accused of saying something that is not true out there. But the guy's no longer there because somebody intercepted some emails between him and some FBI agent. So anyhow, these false agents are all over the place, and we don't need any more people accusing us of being Zionist agents. If you know how many letters I received and emails that how could you be on RBN? RBN is a Jewish propaganda and all this stuff. No, it is not. You need to wake up and know, tell the truth. That's all we need to do is just tell the truth. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, I was talking about Denis Kucinich and throwing out AIPAC out of his office because they actually wanted him to drop the campaign to impeach Cheney and Bush. In return, they will guarantee him that he will be reelected to the House of Representatives, and he threw him out. But I tell you what, if AIPAC go after Kucinich, they might get him. Now, of course, they went after Ron Paul. If you remember, they did get Ron Paul one time, but then he came back. And they got Cynthia McKinney, and she came back. They got her again. So, anyhow, let me welcome everyone in the chat room. Normally, I like to promote the chat room because a lot of good ideas we get from people in the chat room. Now, if you want to go to the chat room, just go to the republicbroadcasting.org and on the left-hand side, click on chat and you will be in. Of course, you have to set up a username and a password, but that will only take you a few seconds to do. And then you will be in the chat room talking. And sometimes I do take a look at what's going on in there, but when you are doing a live show, it's hard to really concentrate on everything that is going on in there and still do a live show. But so these people, you know, this is how it works, ladies and gentlemen. These people are capable. Don't think what we are seeing. AIPAC and the people behind it, they are capable, and they have been doing this. This is not the first time. They have been doing this, putting whoever they want in control in the United States. Period. Government, administration, the both houses, and you see, what's more important, ladies and gentlemen, what you really don't see, you see, we see the elected officials and we follow what they do. But what they also do is the junior administrators, that's what they also fill most of these positions with their people. So you have a lot of people in these departments who are also put in there for a reason by AIPAC and their cronies in Washington. This is the politics of the United States, and that's how it is run. Now, we are about to elect a president of the United States. You have a choice that is being designed for you. If you noticed last night, if you were watching CNN, Hillary Clinton was talking. Thank God for the cough button there. As I told you in the beginning, I am also sick, but hey, you know, the boss takes off when he's sick. I can't. No, I'm just kidding. This was my choice. Actually, I'm glad to be able to sit here for John Stadmiller. It's an honor when John asked me to fill in for him. But going back, Hillary was talking on CNN, and all of a sudden, they went to Barack Obama, and you had Hillary and Barack on the same screen, and then they went to Barack Obama only, and you listened to Barack Obama talking and speaking live. And then, of course, they went back and said what Hillary was saying. They have been designing and grooming Barack Obama for this position because they want to guarantee that McCain, because you know what? McCain can't really beat anyone. He cannot beat anyone. But they're hoping that McCain will beat Obama on the race issue. Now you're probably saying, well, yeah, but he's winning and a lot of white people are voting for him. Well, let's wait until we see what's going to happen. Now, when the vote is between Obama and Hillary Clinton is one thing, and when the vote is between McCain and Obama is another thing. So, and if you look at the statistics that is out there, Obama's votes are very much in the African American community. He gets in the 80s and the 90s. In other communities, he gets little. You have to understand also the Latino community is something to also add to the mix here. Now, the Latinos, here again, you know, we never found ourselves in this dilemma before, but in my estimation, and I hope to God and I pray to God that I am wrong, my estimation is it's going to be Barack Obama and McCain, so McCain can win. That's my estimation, and I hope I will be wrong comes November. But of course, we will tell when it comes. And like I said again before in the beginning of the show, that if Hillary Clinton gets the nomination, even if she wins Ohio and Texas, I think we're going to see a lot of people upset in the African American community who will probably stay home. And either way, they have designed it to where McCain will win either way. And we're just going to leave it at that. But another thing they are throwing in here, I guarantee you, before the election, something will happen in the Middle East. Something will happen in the Middle East, either with Iran or with in Lebanon. Lebanon is heating up big time. We will see, ladies and gentlemen, we will see a civil war in Lebanon. I am sorry to say this, but it already started. It already started, and civil war in Lebanon. Hezbollah has the upper hand because they have all these weapons. We would have to enter the fight on the side of the Sunnis and some of the Christians there, because the Christians in Lebanon are split. They are split between the opposition, which is Hezbollah and some of the Christians, and then the loyalists to the government, which is the Sunnis and the Christian. But we will enter that fight, and Israel would enter that fight. And then we have a big mess in the Middle East, and people are going to take a look at themselves and say, you know what? Barack Obama is weak. He is weak on defense. He is weak, and he cannot run a war. Hillary Clinton cannot run a war. We need the man, McCain, to run the war. He is a war hero. He's a prisoner of war. So we need a man who knows what he's doing in there. That's what it's going to be. Another thing, ladies and gentlemen, is if Barack Obama is the nominee, you will see his Islamic background, even though he's not a Muslim. He never was one. His mother married a Muslim, and he went to a Islamic school when he was, I don't know, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, I don't know how old he was. He went in there for 2-3 years or whatever. So he's not a Muslim, but you will see that coming up, ladies and gentlemen, in the campaign, definitely. And you will see the Larry Sinclair video It will be coming up. See, it's already out there. This guy who's saying that back in 1999, him and Obama did something they weren't supposed to do that involves drugs and other things. I'm not going to say what it was, but you can read between the lines what two men, when they are on drugs, what they will do. But anyhow, the guy name is Larry Sinclair, who came out with a video. It's been about a month ago, so I don't know how authentic this is. But even if it's not authentic, ladies and gentlemen, what I always say, once a bullet is out of the gun, you can't put it back. And even if this Larry Sinclair turns out to be a fake, well, guess what? He's already out there. The damage is done. It's going to be on the internet. A lot of people going to see it and come close to the elections. A lot of these negative things about Obama is going to be out there, and no one is going to, well, not no one, but he will not be winning there. There is an interesting story coming out of Hartford University where they recently published a map of Israel. And on that map, they included the Palestinian areas, which is the West Bank and Gaza. Now, the whole area there was called Palestine at one time before 1948, when Israel was established on land stolen from the Palestinian Arabs, that is, Christians and Muslims, and they established Israel on it. Now, University of Hartford putting out a map that is very much the, it's like there's no Palestine. They're taking the West Bank out and they're taking Gaza out, and just Israel is showing Israel as having the whole thing. Now imagine if this was, if Iran, if a university in Iran would have put a map that has the whole area as Palestine, as if no, there's no Israel. The whole world will be, I don't want to say up in arms, but the media will be after that like crazy. But because this is Hartford University, and of course, you know, in Connecticut, that just says it. Connecticut. In Connecticut, they have a lot of control. Of course, they have a lot of control in all over academia in the United States. So what if they put one of these maps, because the media is going to protect them? And which brings us, ladies and gentlemen, to this thing with Bush, the Annapolis Peace Conference, that now the General Secretary of the Arab League is saying that the Annapolis Agreement is breaking up into pieces. Well, we told you on Current Issues radio show, when Annapolis, if you don't know what Annapolis is, Annapolis was a conference that took place a few months back in Annapolis, and very much it was George Bush's claim to fame. He wanted to do something good, or at least look like as if he's doing something good for the world, to bring peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Of course, that's all was a big joke. Anyhow, let's go to Tommy in Texas. Go ahead, Tommy.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing? Hey, do you have access to a computer?
Yeah.
Okay, when you get a chance, go to Chick, C-H-I-C-K. That's like chicken, Chick, C-H-I-C-K.com. And read about the former Jesuit priest who was an intelligence officer in the Vatican for 27 years by the name of Alberto Rivera. There's a four-part series. It's called an adult comic. It's just an illustrated type of odd-looking magazine, but it's quiet. The first part is called Alberto, the second part is called Double Cross, the third part is called The Godfathers, and the fourth part is called
Divorce. Okay, what is it?
C H I C CK, like chick, like it's like, you know, chicken without the EN, chick. And it, the guy, he tells about how he became a Christian. He left the Catholic Church and talks about how homosexuality is accepted in the seminaries and actually encouraged, and about all the aborted fetuses they found under the monasteries around the world, that the priests knocked up the nuns, and the unbelievable stuff in there. And it's all documented. I've known this man for years, and I would like you to talk about it on the air if you would do that, Tom.
Well, let me ask you this. What's the purpose?
Huh?
What is the purpose of talking about something like that?
Well, the Vatican is the thing that really is really the entity that controls the world. It always has. It's called the great whore of revelation in the Bible. And
I mean, you know, things like, you know, after all, these people in the Catholic Church, they're not divine. Tell you what, I hear the music, and thank you for the call, Tommy. We will be right back to wrap it up.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my 3 little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are back. Final segment of the National Intel Report. Hisham Tilawi sitting in for John Stadmiller. Well, the website that the gentleman, Tommy from Texas, who called earlier, I was able to look at some of the stuff on it during the break. I can tell you this is an extremist website. It's a wacky website. These people are nuts. So, anything that I'm seeing on this website is, in my book, is false, and I will not believe anything. Now, I did not read what the gentleman referred to as the Catholic thing. Now, you know, you have to understand, Catholics are not divine. They are human beings. So if Catholic nuns and Catholic priests have sinned, well, they are human. Humans were made to sin. That's between them and God. Everybody sins, not just Catholics. Muslims sins, Baptists sins, Jews sins, Sikh, Hindus, whatever. Human beings are going to sin. Now, this is not the first time that somebody brings up the Catholic Church that is in control. And I always tell them, show me the proof. Don't tell me because priests and nuns were knocked up and they have fetuses and they have this. No, show me. But I can show you who is in power. I'm not seeing a lot of Catholics as being president of countries. I'm not seeing a lot of Catholics in Congress. I'm not seeing a lot of Catholics as presidents of banks, world banks. I'm seeing a lot of Jewish people who are. Well, maybe the Catholics are putting the Jews up front and they are hiding behind them. Maybe that's what it is. Now, with all due respect to everyone who believes the stuff about the Catholic Church, I can tell you, I don't know. I would love to be taught, but don't send me emails. I don't want to see emails. Everything I've heard about the Catholic Church, I've studied, and I did not see what other people are seeing. Of course, I mean, they are a power out there. They have a lot of money. The Vatican has a lot of money out there. What do you think happened? All the gold that was taken to the Vatican hundreds of years ago. They're rich. Okay. They control. Okay. Now, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. But I can tell you, this Czech publications that the gentleman sent me to, it's a wacky, wacky website. It's an extremist website that I do not believe anything I am reading on this website. Having said that, I'm sorry, Tommy, no cigars on this one, but I appreciate the website because you know what? I'm going to go and read a lot of the stuff that they are talking about. I read a couple of things already, and right away I can tell you, they don't know what they are talking about. Because there are some stuff about the Quran and Muslims and Islam, and I can tell you, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sam Dilawi saying goodbye and do the right thing. I'll see you on Saturday. Goodbye.
Take America back.